From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading At Play in the Promised Land, the third in the California Chronicles series by Diane Noble. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Spring, 1915. A brisk Santa Ana wind rattled the fronds of the tall palms that circled Riverview's new open-air theater. A full moon promised. Its glow already lit the eastern sky above the distant mountains. Beside the theater, dust ghosts whirled upward in a strange dance all their own. The gusts lifted Juliet Rose Dearborn's hair as she stood off stage awaiting her cue. Impatiently, she fidgeted with her simple leather headband and straightened her long braids. From the orchestra pit, the strum of Spanish guitars mixed with the haunting wail of a lone reed flute. Crickets droned from a nearby clump of sage as if attempting to drown the music of the night, wind and all. Voices from the audience joined the cacophony that only served to make Juliet's heart beat faster in anticipation. She congratulated herself on landing the prize role of Ramona in this performance of Helen Hunt Jackson's acclaimed story and practiced her lines silently. "Alessandro, my love, how I long for you. I see your eyes in the moonlight. I feel your nearness in the wind, and I hear your voice in the bubbling brook." The music played on. Juliet stepped lightly to the right of the stage, still hidden, but at an angle that afforded her a view of both the set and the audience. To her left rose the freshly painted proscenium with its scenery of sycamore and cactus, the adobe facade of the hacienda and the pottery fountain in the center courtyard where the first scene would unfold. The wind gusted again.